Patrick Chung joining us here. What's this week been like for you as you get towards that game on Sunday? Can you explain it in a couple of words, Patrick?
A couple of words? I got one word for you. Craziness. It's crazy, man. He's talking about as far as meter, just the whole week, the whole experience. It's just a once in a lifetime, you know. I'm blessed to be in this situation, or I'm blessed to be with my team in this situation, and you know, some guys don't get this opportunity, so we gotta soak it in, enjoy it, but realize we're on a business trip.
How's it been the first couple weeks here getting ready for this game as a team? A lot of talk, you know, good week of practice. You guys been there pretty much with the focus?
Yeah, we're focused, man. We're focused. You know how we are, man. We're here on a business trip. Coach made that very clear. I mean, have fun, you know, but try to keep it to a certain level. Keep it down, have fun, but, you know, be smart at the same time and just, you know, we're here to work.
Can you believe how much when you turn on ESPN they're talking about Gronkowski's ankle? I mean, it's 24/7. You realize that. It's the biggest story of the week, a guy's ankle all week.
I mean, that he's a great player. You know, he's a great player. You're gonna have to know what's going on with him, you know, because he can pose a lot of threats. So, I mean, he'll be all good, though, man. We're not worried about Gronk. He's a tough guy.
Another big topic, too, is these weapons, these wide receivers, the New York Giants, that offense. Seems to be a lot of talk about them and not too much you talk about you guys.
I mean, it is what it is. That's fine. We'll not take the talk, but, I mean, they're good. I mean, I give it to them, hands down. I mean, they're three different receivers, three very explosive receivers, and you know, we're going to have to try to contain them.
You say different, and it's interesting. They got a couple big guys on the outside, Cruz in the middle. Does that make it more difficult because they got different skill sets in that receiving core?
You know, one's big and can get the ball. One's quick and has good hands, and one's kind of a mixture of both, you know. So, I mean, that's three threats right there, man. And Eli's on fire. He's throwing the ball really good. So, I mean, it's going to be a full day for us.
Starting to get those juices going. One day closer each and every day. You look up, a couple days away now, 2 days away, 1 day away.
My juice has been going for a while, man. So, I mean, you just got to keep it. Don't drink all your juice. Wait till game time, you know?
This media part of it, you know, you're in a room with, you know, 200 media members here. Yeah. You happy to be done with it after today, be able to sort of get just focused on the football game for 48 hours?
I love you guys, but yes. I'm trying to play some football, man. We're here to play football, but I love you guys, man. You know, you guys want a story. Some of you guys are cool, so, I mean, it is what it is, man. We're all fam here, but, you know, once it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work.
Speaking of family, a lot of family in this week for this game?
Of course. Once in a lifetime, man. I'm a family man, so, I mean, all my family's out here.
Oregon Duck gear or Patriots gear? They're going to be rocking.
Mostly Patriot. My dad, he might have both. He might have half and half or something. He loves both teams. So, I mean, it's a lot of support. My family's out here from Virgin Islands, all types of places. So, nice. We're all good.
Patrick, thank you, man.
No worries.
Good luck, man.
Appreciate it.
All right.